this is Honest Homeopathy, where we are empowering mamas everywhere to care for their families. The information in this podcast is to be used for educational purposes only. The suggestions here should not replace the advice of your medical doctor. I am not a physician, nor am I prescribing or making healthcare decisions for you.
Welcome back to Honest Homeopathy. I'm excited to be back with you this week. Thank you to everyone who tuned into my episode 2 weeks ago, where we talked about the remedy Urtica Urens and how it can help with burning heat. I want to say a quick thank you to everyone who listens faithfully to my podcast every week. This past week, we reached 20,000 downloads of the Honest Homeopathy podcast. I am literally so thrilled. I never even imagined that many people would listen to what I had to share when it all first began. But I want to say thank you to each of you. You listening and sharing my podcast has caused it to grow to what it is today. I want you to know if you have any questions about this or past episodes, or if you have a homeopathy story to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. I'm not a doctor or a certified homeopath. I'm a mama who is passionate about homeopathy and caring for my family. While using homeopathy, I have seen amazing results, and I enjoy sharing the knowledge I've learned with others. Thank you again to everyone who listens and for learning and growing with me. This past week, we completed the fifth and final lesson in our Gateway to Practical Homeopathy study group, where we talked about treating chronic conditions with homeopathy. It really was a great class, and I'm looking forward to leading more in the future. I love talking about homeopathy with others and building community together. If participating in one of these classes is something you're interested in, please send me an email at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com and just let me know. I'm planning on teaching several more this year and would like to pick convenient times for those who are interested. Also, I want to say thank you to each of you who have left a review recently. You all have said the most encouraging and uplifting things, and it makes me feel even more dedicated and determined to produce this podcast every week. If you're enjoying this podcast, please take a moment like others have and leave a 5-star review. I would really, really appreciate it. Okay, let's get started with this week's episode. We will start by discussing our remedy of the week, as well as take an honest look at the remedies that I've been using in my own home and for my family over the past 2 weeks. And lastly, I will share a holistic health tip that you can easily implement in your own home. Our remedy of the week is Veratrum. The Latin name for this remedy is Veratrum album. The key words to remember to associate with this remedy are vomiting and diarrhea. Again, the keywords to remember are vomiting and diarrhea. The remedy Veratrum is made from the white hellebore plant. This is an important remedy to have on hand if someone is suffering from severe vomiting and diarrhea, and typically the two symptoms will be simultaneous. Historically, this remedy was actually used to treat cholera, which makes sense seeing that the keywords are vomiting and diarrhea. Someone who needs the remedy Veratrum will have the keyword symptoms we mentioned earlier, but will also experience maybe cramps, spasms, and often cold sweats. Often the person is weak with prostrations and collapse. During sickness, the question might be asked or cross your mind, which end of my body should I put on the toilet first? This is obviously not a question you want to have to be asking yourself, but this is a key indicator that Veratrum might be your remedy. Usually, Veratrum is for acute illnesses. So if I think of viruses like the stomach flu, things like that. Often the person experiencing these types of sicknesses will want large amounts of cold drinks. Often the personality traits of someone who needs this remedy are that they are extremely ambitious and they don't care about how their actions can affect others. Other key symptoms that Veratrum can help with are cramps, spasms, and cold sweats. Chills is another key symptom, and oftentimes the skin, lips, or limbs of a person can appear blue. Severe dehydration is another issue that Veratrum could be considered for. Normally, someone would think of the remedy China first for dehydration, but when veratrum is needed, the dehydration is often a result of heat stroke or sunstroke. There is so much more that I could share about the remedy veratrum album. If you or someone in your family suffers from the types of conditions I mentioned, or you want to be prepared for the next time someone in your family is suffering from simultaneous diarrhea and vomiting, I encourage you to take some time this week to research and gain more knowledge about the remedy veratrum. Homeopathy is an investment in your health, and it's one that you won't regret. Welcome back. So we've taken some time to learn about our remedy of the week, Veratrum Album. Now we're going to take an honest look at the homeopathy I've been using in my own home over the past week. So it's been 2 weeks since my last podcast, so there have been quite a few remedies in use in our home over the last little bit. I'm excited to share all of them with you. So first up is my husband. So my husband has been having these headaches periodically after he would finish up work for the day. So for a while, we didn't really know what caused them. We didn't know if it was stress or not drinking enough water throughout the day or what it really was. Eventually, he realized that they were coming from looking at his phone all day. So for his business, he has to do a lot of work on his phone. And after looking at that small screen all day, his eyes had been strained, which gave him a headache. Well, once he told me this, I knew the remedy that we should try. So I suggested he take a dose of euphrasia. A couple of hours later, we were outside and he said, "I think euphrasia is the remedy for me." And I was like, "Why?" And he said, "My head feels better. I don't have the headache anymore." He is really so funny. So he has seen such positive effects with homeopathy that he now makes sure he asks me if I have all of his key remedies that he uses stocked up in the medicine cabinet. It's a good thing to have your husband believe in what you're using to help care for your family. So next up was my sweet baby girl. So my daughter has much more regular bowel movements than my son did, which I'm extremely thankful for, but sometimes her stools just seem dry. And I've mentioned before that she seems to strain some. Well, I gave her a dose of Lycopodium, and I swear that is her remedy. I have had to give it to her twice now, and literally within a couple of hours of me giving it to her, it is like her digestive tract kicks into gear and she has several bowel movements throughout the day, and she is just so happy and seems like she feels so much better. So this remedy isn't only for little ones, so if you are struggling with constipation and bowel movements, then definitely try Lycopodium for yourself. Okay, so we're working our way through the list. Next up was my son. He was being a boy and playing in the yard, and he fell and scraped his knee, and it was a decent scrape, and it immediately, you know, started bleeding. My son has not quite learned how to manage his emotions when he gets hurt, so if I hadn't seen the scrape on his knee but only heard his crying and emotions, you would have thought something horrible had happened, but I calmed him down as best I could, cleaned up his wound, and then I put a bandage on it that I had soaked in calendula tincture. And if you listened to my last podcast where I shared my remedy order, you know it was the first time I purchased calendula tincture. So I was really excited that I had that on hand, and it was perfect timing for my son's boo-boo. So we removed the bandage a couple of days later, and it really looked so good. Like, it doesn't look like it's going to have any kinds of scars or anything, so it really looks nice. Okay, now it's my turn. So I had to take a couple of remedies for myself this week, and they were for my menstrual cycle. I took MagFol 6X for some slight cramping, and then I took China for just that wiped out feeling I felt a day or so into my cycle. I don't really know what it is about my cycle recently. It's not extremely heavy or anything like that, but I just feel like it wipes me out of all my energy. But I'm happy to say that both of these remedies did exactly what they were meant to do, and I was feeling much, much better and back to my normal self. Okay, the last story I want to share is actually a remedy I shared with my mama, and I'm super, super pumped to share this story. So my mom is very prone to skin rashes, especially poison ivy. We joke that she doesn't even have to touch it, but it can just be in her vicinity and it like jumps on her body. Well, the other day she was at my house and she told me that she had a patch of it on her arm and she said it was under control, but she was having to take Benadryl every day to keep it from spreading. So she has had episodes before where she couldn't get her poison ivy rashes to go away and had to resort to going to the doctor to get medication. It has been that bad. Well, I looked up several remedies to help with poison ivy, and we settled on Roustox. So Roustox is actually made from poison ivy and isn't necessarily the first go-to remedy to help with the rash, but it actually matched her symptoms really well. So Roustox can actually be taken prophylactically for people who are extremely susceptible, like my mom. So I gave her some remedies, and she took 4 doses within a 24-hour period. She texted me the next day and said that her rash was almost completely gone, and she noticed that it had significantly dried up in just 1 day. She told me later when I went to see her that she noticed the skin on her arm in that area. It almost flaked because it was just drying up that quickly. It was just so awesome. So I was so encouraged. You know, I do this podcast every week and I love this medicine, and you know, I completely believe in what it's capable of, but it is still just so exciting and encouraging to hear feedback of great results like my mama saw. So we are hoping by her taking this remedy, it helps her body not be as susceptible to poison ivy in the future. Well, there you have it. These are all of the things that have been going on with me this week that have to do with homeopathy. I love being able to share my experiences using homeopathy with all of you, and I hope you find it beneficial and are encouraged as well. Okay, so this week for my holistic health tip, I want to talk about generosity. Being generous and giving to others is so good for our health on so many levels. There have been a variety of scientific studies done about the positive health benefits that come from generosity. In an article by Psychology Today, they share several health side effects that generosity produces in a person's life. Some of those include more positive mental health, longevity of life, less stress, and a positive effect on a person's immune system, just to name a few. Scripture talks a lot about giving, so one of my favorite scriptures is 2 Corinthians 9:7. It says, "Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." I love this verse because there aren't parameters or strict rules on how we have to give or certain monetary amounts. God lets us decide how and what we give. He just wants us to give to others with joy in our hearts. As I've gotten older, my ideas around giving have really evolved. When I was younger, I always thought giving had to do with money or purchasing something for somebody. But giving is really so much bigger than that. Of course, giving monetarily is a great way to give, but giving can also include your time by volunteering or teaching someone something you are skilled in. You might prepare a meal or send a card, do a house project, or many other things. The list really is endless, but I can promise you this, giving just doesn't benefit the person receiving it. You as the giver will reap positive benefits as well, maybe even more than the receiver. Since we are talking about giving and generosity today, I thought I would share an organization that me and my husband personally give to, and then I want to give something to you as my listeners. So make sure you stay tuned to the end to find out how you can be entered into the giveaway that I'm doing this week. Okay, first I want to share a little about an organization that me and my husband choose to give to and that we really believe are doing great things in the world. We have been very impressed with their mission, their work, and their communication with their donors. So the organization is called The Hope Effect. The mission of the Hope Effect is to change the way the world cares for orphans by providing loving family care for orphaned and vulnerable children around the world. So they believe that every child deserves a family. Their mission and work really struck a chord with me and my husband after we had our kids to know there are approximately 2.7 million children worldwide without a family just really broke our hearts. The Hope Effect has recognized the problem of traditional institutional orphanages and just the damaging effects they can have on children. When children do not receive adequate personal interaction within a loving environment, their development is stunted and learning abilities are delayed or even lost. And many kids, they age out of these institutions only to face a future of crime, prostitution, or trafficking. And I'm giving you this information from their website, so you can definitely check that out and read more about some of these statistics. So the Hope Effect is working really hard to change this outcome, and they've created an effective model where children are able to experience family care and the love and joy that comes from being a part of a family. Loving family care provides opportunities for each child to flourish and thrive. Another great thing about this organization is that they have some very generous donors who donate to cover all of the behind-the-scenes admin expenses so that you can know that your donation goes 100% to a child in need. I wanted to share this organization with my listeners because maybe this is something that stirs your heart as well. And during the month of May, the Hope Effect is asking for people to join the Dollar a Day team. So just $1 a day helps get a child out of an orphanage and into a loving family. And $1 a day helps provide continued family care for a child. $1 a day really can change a life. So not only will you be making such a difference for a dollar a day, but you have the opportunity to actually double your impact if you give in the month of May. So in honor of National Foster Care Month, one of their generous supporters will match the donations of the first 50 people who join the team for the first 12 months. So if you've been looking for an organization to give to financially, I really encourage you to check out their website and pray about giving to this mission. They have amazing leadership and are so transparent, which is something we love. As monthly givers, not only do we get email updates, but they have like quarterly Zoom meetings with their recurring donors to keep us all up to date as to what is happening in the organization and to share just amazing stories with us of children finding families. Me and my husband both have commented how this level of communication they offer with their donors is so important and really makes us feel involved with the organization and not just someone who just sends a check every month. I encourage you to check out their website. So their website is www.hopeeffect, that's HOPEEFFECT.com. I will include the link in the show notes for easy access. So definitely check them out. Okay, now I'm super excited. So now it's time for me to do a little bit of giving to you, my listeners. I am really excited because this week I have a giveaway that all of you have the chance to be entered into. So I am giving away a Helios homeopathic accident and emergency first aid kit. So this is over a $50 value and it includes 18 different 200 potency remedies. So the way the giveaway will work is if you would like to be entered to win, just send me a quick email letting me know you would like to be entered into the drawing. If you would like to increase your chances of winning, you can share my podcast on your social media account and email me a picture of the post. If you share my podcast on your social account, you will get your name put into the drawing two additional times. So you have the opportunity to have your name in the giveaway three times and really increase your chances of winning this great homeopathy kit. So if you don't have social media, no worries. You can still just send me an email and get your name put into the drawing. I will stop taking emails on Friday, May 12th at midnight. So make sure to email me before then, and I will announce on next week's podcast who the winner is. So I can actually attest this week that giving improves your health, because just knowing that I get to give one of you this homeopathy kit is making me so happy and excited. So I hope this week you will find some extra ways that you can give to others and take notice of how good it makes you feel in body, soul, and spirit. I I want to thank everyone for listening to today's podcast. If you have any questions about homeopathy or anything I've mentioned in today's episode, or a story you would like to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. If you're enjoying the podcast, I encourage you to take a minute to leave a review and to share this podcast with others you know. If you leave a review, don't forget to shoot me an email and I will send you my free homeopathy gift. Just a quick recap of today's show. Our remedy of the week is Veratrum Album, and the keywords to remember are vomiting and diarrhea. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
This is Honest Homeopathy. Thank you for listening. Mamas everywhere, I hope you feel empowered to care for your family. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and please leave a review. We have a new podcast coming out every Monday to help you on your journey of homeopathy. I'll see you next time.